G'day everybody, welcome to the Global Rush Hour. We're up and about for a beautiful Thursday before the rain arrives for the next two or three days, much needed. Hello to you, Greg Blewett.
G'day, Jazz.
Hello to you, Bernie Vince.
G'day, Jazz. Why you got your hat backwards?
Because we're going to catch up with Aaliyah Lear from Port Adelaide. He's going to come into the studio live.
Oh, that's brilliant.
We love this young man.
I love him.
So we're going to have a bit of fun with him. So we just, thought I'd turn it around and get him in the crib.
Geez, you wouldn't want to have any sort of bigger head because you're hanging on by a thread. An extra 1 centimetre more.
It was a nice pile on yesterday on yesterday's show where you just all piled on plus the text messages.
Well,
honestly,
today's a new day.
Yeah, that's right. I felt like a punching bag yesterday. Positive. All I said was I had a bath.
Yeah.
I slipped in the bath. I got water in my ears. I couldn't hear on one side of my head, Gregory. And you just poke fun at me.
All I was doing is reading the text.
Yeah.
The family spoke.
I was just reading the text message where someone said, I think that was Marion holding you under.
Yeah. And she should have probably held you a little bit longer.
Honestly. Now, we've got Archie Thompson joining us after 5, the A-League Grand Final on Saturday night.
Yep.
All right. And then we've got, I can't wait to see you, Lee. What a wonderful young man.
Apparently he's making his way up now. He's not far off.
Let's just see how tall he is, actually.
Yeah. Tom Rockliffe will come in for his regular spot on Thursday, which no one really cares about.
We don't.
Where can we hide him?
But there's something on young Tom that I need to discuss while he's in the studio live. We don't do that whacking him behind his back.
We'll
tell him straight out. He's got some. He needs some assistance. He needs some help. He needs to see a professional. What I saw the other day,
you've seen something.
Yeah.
What, with your own eyes?
I was there.
Oh wow.
Can you recommend anyone?
I can absolutely. Now, North Melbourne Football Club.
Oh, they're under
siege. It's a big footy story, isn't it? Mass exodus at the club. They've got no recruiting staff.
Well, at the moment they haven't.
They've got three all left, and that's the concern. They all left on the same day, same week. So whether there's an issue there, who knows? But there's David Noble's come out and spoke this morning and reckons, no, everything's business
Tickety
as usual.
Boo.
We're all okay. Here he is.
David, does it feel when Ben Amafio comes out and defends the club and you so strongly?
Well, I think it's just an indication that we're strong. We're united. I think this is a great opportunity for us to get better. Collectively, you know, we've got some passionate chin boners, passionate members out there that want to see us improve and get better, and we're open for taking that feedback on board and moving forward together. That's what Kangaroos do.
History shows rebuilds are tough, and you've got to weather the storm.
Yep.
Are you confident you can get through this and whatever's to come?
So our members and our fans understand, I took this job on understanding that there will be difficult times. I'm here for the long haul. I want our club to be successful and strong. And all the things that get misreported outside are just not true.
What's been misreported, though?
Relationships with players, relationships with coaches. Yeah. I was directed by the club to apologise. They are all untrue. Substantially untrue.
Wow. Mm.
So I heard James Brayshaw, who's the former president of North Melbourne, on the radio last...
And they were thriving under Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's saying, look, the business off the field is fine, but on the field, you'd have to say, Bernie, that they've gone backwards from last year. Like, last year they started showing some promising signs.
Yep.
But are you agreeing with that? Are you agreeing that it's just this media build-up? Because the media is ruthless. The AFL media is ruthless.
Yeah.
Are they overreacting with what's going on at North?
No, I don't like the position they're in. And Wayne Carey came out and spoke on the midweek rub last night, and he said that the North Melbourne Footy Club are in the worst position the club has ever been.
That's a former captain
of the footy club, bottom. I think he called it. It's concerning. And the only way to get out of that, and yes, James Brayshaw was right. Their money wise, their debt level in that is at the best it's been for a long time. But it's a big part of footy is on field, isn't it? And they seem so far off it. I mean, they've criticised in a lot of different areas, but some of their recruiting as well, they've taken players before other players. And I know it's easy to have a look at it when players have started playing, but the Logan McDonald one was the big one, the key position player that went to Sydney. They let him through and they picked a small mid who could turn out all right, but he hasn't so far.
Okay. You could say that about the Crows, though, couldn't you, Juz?
Yeah.
Saying that, you know, it's the worst the club's ever been. Yep.
Well, is it though? They win 7 games last year. That's not the worst they've ever done.
They're up to 3 so far.
Well, the year before when...
Year before, yep.
Yep.
Well, that's the first win
they've
ever won.
That's what I'm saying. They're in a similar position.
But, geez, they look like they've come out the other side and on the way up, don't they? They've got, you know, there's a bit of light.
Signs.
There's not a lot of light when you look at North Melbourne.
All right, up next, we're going to catch up with Alia Lear.
Oh,
he's outside.
Cannot wait.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Look at him. Strong.
Look at him. What's he wearing?
What a beautiful smile on the young man.
Hypnotize me.
Yeah. I'm lost.
Biggie,
I'm just flashy.
Now, let's get our arms and stuff. He's coming in for the first time. Lear, Port Adelaide champ.
There he is.
Welcome.
Ah, thank you. It's good to finally get in. I know.
Bit of flesh, bit of brotherhood in the crib.
In the studio, we've all got our hats backwards.
Yeah,
crib. Theme.
Got a bit of swag going. So
yeah, man. Bit of swag.
Now, you like that song? That's yours now. We're going to donate that and dedicate that song. That.
From who? Well, yeah, well, that's going to be the
Biggie
hypnotize me.
It's a good song. Hopefully
do you like it?
Hopefully next time I come in, we all, you know,
do it properly. Do you play any instruments?
Nah, I was practicing a little keyboard. Like, I love music, but I could never, it's all self-taught. So I'm never.
You're self-taught? Yeah.
So you get the YouTube up and try to teach yourself that way.
Jeez.
I was really into guitar, but, you know, can't read music, anything like that. So I try to teach myself just when I was in Sydney, just things to do. And then when I moved over here, my brother said, are you taking your guitar, your keyboard? I said, oh, I don't know. I don't want to take too many things to Adelaide. Yeah. And he's like, no worries, I got it.
He took it. Who are you living with over here?
I was living by myself, and then the missus moved down from Sydney.
Nice.
So it's just me and her. And then so last year I had Marty in with me.
Yep.
And then as soon as the missus made the call to move down.
So she booted him out?
Yeah, he had to kind of go.
How are you enjoying Adelaide? So, I mean, it's a lot different than Sydney. How you fit it in?
No, I love it. I love it. I've always been the type of person that can sort of live. I'm very relaxed. I'm very chill. So whether it's a big city or small city, I can sort of find things to do. And I'm happy. I'm a homeboy, so I'm happy to just chill at home and watch TV or whatnot. So I'm enjoying it so far. Like I said, the only part is probably just the big footy town.
It's full on, isn't it?
Compared to Sydney, like everything is just
can't go footy. Anywhere without getting noticed.
Yeah, everything is football.
Jars likes that side of that.
No,
he likes.
We're very shy.
No, you're not. You are not a homeboy.
We like to stay in our crib.
Are you kidding? Any sports outside of footy? 90% of AFL lists, they all go and play golf or they.
I haven't been out to play golf yet. I know here's what our boys do. Day off, they're always down there doing it. But I love my basketball and American sports. So, you know, this morning I watched the NBA, and then when the NFL season is on, I'm watching that too. So, even the Premier League, I stayed up at 2 o'clock to watch the last round of the season.
Oh,
Man City,
which was an unbelievable game. They were down 2-0 and they scored 3 goals in 6 minutes. So, I love every sport pretty much. Just something to get me going.
Yeah. Geelong on the weekend, just gone. Bit disappointing. Up at half time. Poor third quarter, wasn't it? That was the tale of the story.
Yeah, the shocking third quarter. They just sort of blitzed us and kicked a couple of goals in the run there. And then I think we weren't able to just match them in the contest. And that was just all over the ground. Down back, we'd lost a few. Up four, we lost in the midfield too. So we reviewed it and kind of learned from it. Had a good training session yesterday. So looking forward to get a win against Essendon and then go into the bye. Shooting few balls,
nice.
Just would like a week off and then go again.
Kenny's still upbeat because you'd been on a pretty good run leading up to Geelong, but obviously disappointing result. But the mood's still pretty good in the camp, fighting back.
Yeah, even when we're 0-5, the mood hasn't changed too much. I mean, you know, Kenny, as you said, Kenny's definitely been upbeat. He's been great for me personally. And, what he's trying to get out of us, it's been working the last 4 weeks. It's just disappointing we couldn't get it last week. But, we still got that belief we can make. It's a long season. I still think we'll play finals. So it's just about getting out there and doing it and getting wins.
A few weeks ago, Chad Corn's come out and publicly criticised a couple of you defenders. How did you take that and what did you think of it? Is that just something you just take on the chin or was he out of line?
No. You just take it on the chin. I mean, because after games, we sort of write a report, particularly, you know, the older you've been in the system, the more you sort of have understanding of your game. And we played Western Bulldogs and I was just off in terms of my body work, just sort of gave Norton too much room, myself and Klaus. He came out and said it, but, us older boys just copping the chin and move on, work on the training track and try to do better the next week.
Yep. We're chatting with star centre-half-back Alia Lear from Port Adelaide. He's in the RSA crib.
Yep.
He's having a good time. He's a rapper, he's a basketballer.
What about
your dress code? Do you like going shopping? Do you like going in and getting those nice swaggy suits? Because Travis Boke, as we know, Melda Marcos, he's got about 160 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
Are you into that type of
Robbie Gray
space?
With his hats?
Robbie Gray with his hat. What have you got?
Yeah, I'm into my fashion. I love it. I love trying to dress good. Just, I don't know.
You just had an off day today, did you?
Look, he's one of us. Look at you. He taught you. I apologise for that comment.
No, brother. I do. I love it. And at the moment, me and Berkey got a little challenge going on. So all the away trips, we we try to buy either new or shoes you haven't worn, and we sort of put it up on Instagram and let everyone vote which shoes do they have on. So
beautiful.
That's just only the away trip.
Nice.
I'm up at the moment, 3-2.
Yes.
But I think Boki's definitely got a lot more shoes than I do at the moment.
Do you wear his undies? No, he's jocks.
His brand.
Well, I think that's enough. He's about to leave after that question. Because he hasn't got a pair big enough for me, mate. That's what I was about to say.
He can join a couple up.
Hey, Elliot, what about Tom Rockliffe? Does anyone know that he's actually left the club? Is anyone miss him down there? Because he's sort of...
There'd be no contact with him, surely.
Because you dumped him on our doorstep.
Yeah, we don't like him. We're done with him.
No, early days, he's popped down at the club. He's just in there watching the boys train and then just sort of leaves out of nowhere. Pops in, watch the boys train and then just...
He's a hanger on, isn't he? He hangs on. Yeah. No one wants him down there. He'd be like one of those daggy flies hanging out in the daggy suit's butt, wouldn't he?
No, blue ass fly, they call him. But I'll tell you what he hasn't missed out on.
What's that,
brother? Feed.
Oh, jeez.
Get him out training.
I think he's just enjoying retirement.
Oh, that's a nice way to put it.
That's brilliant. Mate, got a message for the Port fans before we let you go. A very important game for your footy club against Essendon. As you know, you don't know what you're going to get with Essendon.
They're a sleeping giant, the Bombers.
But you want to go in with a good win before the bye.
Yeah, 100%. As I touched on earlier, we definitely want to get a win before the bye. And obviously the way we played against Geelong was disappointing. Mm. So we'll be looking out to come out and get a win. And as you touched on, you don't even know what to expect, but all we can do is just work on us and do what we've been doing.
Would the big Chuck be back? Chuck Dixon, you reckon he's lined up this week? Can you give us any intel?
I'm confident he'll play.
Oh, hello.
I am. But
you've been a doctor for very long?
I don't get to select the team, though. So that's
all right, let's just sign off. Yes. Here we go. The Lear from Port Adelaide. Thanks for coming in, bro.
Where are we up to, Joe? Hypnotise me.
There's all the best, mate. Good luck.
Flashy.
Thank you.
What a great fella.
Oh,
what a wonderful young man.
Yeah, he's good fun.
No wonder he's much loved by the Port fans.
I've got a new favourite. Texas out.
Elliot in?
Yeah, he's...
No, nice. Yeah. A couple of text messages before we hook the quiz. $1,000 to give away.
Few here.
What do you got, Boone?
Oh, no name again. But anyway, Elliot sounds so much more relaxed than on the Brekkie show. Good work, fam.
Well done. Yeah. He loves coming.
He's a bit uptight on the Brekkie. Maybe he's not a morning person.
They are. They're not that nice up there.
Hi, guys. We've got Rocky coming on soon. Can you put this question to Rocky? On DSL, he said Port didn't have to beat Geelong, effectively giving them an out. Will he be giving the Crows the same deal? Well, I'll ask him when he comes in. Yeah. That's from Tony.
Tone.
Jar's saying crib. This is Tom Shadow Puck.
Tommy.
Jar's saying crib is the most cringe thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, Tommy, it's not.
Don't try and be cool.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Hey, mate, you want to see my crib at home? It's got a lot of gear in there.
Yeah, I've seen you sleep on the floor there.
Anyway, Tommy, you're more than welcome to come to our crib, my friend. 133353. The quiz lines are open, family.
Yes, good.
Yes, one of the most famous sports people in the world, Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
What's his full name? It's not, because his name's not Tiger, is it?
Yeah, it's something like Cullen.
Well, what is it? Question five.
Eldrick, isn't it? Yes.
Google. Yeah, well, and he's got a middle name as well, which is a bit...
Right. You have to get that as well.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't. That's my quiz.
Let's say hello to Con from Balaclava. Good afternoon, Con.
Hello.
Good on you, mate. You well?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate.
AFL team?
Geelong.
Yeah, that's the boy.
Cats.
Taking on the Crows this weekend. Have we got any chance or not?
Oh, no, easy win for the Catters.
All right, mate. Okay, good boy. All right, 10 questions, 60 seconds. Say pass, mate, if you don't know, and we can come back to it. And always give us the first answer, all right?
Beautiful.
Good luck. All right, Greg Blewett, are you ready with the question number one?
I'm ready to go.
Let's play.
The Pittsburgh Pirates are a U.S. sports team that play baseball or basketball?
Baseball.
Former tennis player Anna Kournikova is currently married to which Spanish singer?
Pass.
Sweeper is a position found in which sport?
Soccer.
The sports brand Puma is based in which European country?
Pass.
What is Tiger Woods' full name?
Ooh. Gave the clue out.
Pass.
On what surface is curling played?
Ice.
Which of the following is not a rock climbing immortal? Alex Honnold, Lynn Hill, or Andrew Jarman?
I'm going to go Jars.
Garrett McNamara is famous for what sport on water?
Sailing.
Who do Port Adelaide play this Sunday?
The Dons, Essendon.
Which former cricket player is commonly referred to as Tubby?
Mark Taylor. Mm.
Former tennis player Anna Kournikova is currently married to which Spanish singer? Ole, ole, ole.
I got no idea.
Oh, you nearly had it.
Ding, 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 ding. Well, Timmy stuffed up the timer. Well, sorry, Con.
Turns out that someone's deleted off the button bar.
So someone's deleted.
Yeah, someone's stitched me up.
Tomo did that.
Apologise, Con, but terrific effort. Let's just check the scoreboard.
And I'm not even sure because I was trying to find that.
Oh, right. Well, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You've got 6 out of 10. Ding, ding.
So he had no timer. We've got no idea scoreboard. How many he got right.
No.
We've got no scoreboard.
Well, he got 6 out of 10.
Did we get anything right?
We got 6 out of 10.
Con? Is your name actually Con or are you Conan?
You're from Balaclava.
Oh, God. All right. Good effort, Con. What did he win there, Timmy?
A $100 faster pastor voucher. There you go, Con.
Does he actually win that? Or
he's got that.
This is a shit. I thought you were... The text messages are coming in career worse the other day. That's got to be worse.
Don't look at me.
You've got one thing to do. Come on. That's this not, is well, stuff just, this segment
what
up.
What a bit of air checking
just
before.
Calm down.
Check the button, okay.
Jars.
Hey, don't throw us in.
He got
Jars
that one
right. Quiz. Yeah, tech, he got 7.
All right, Con. Okay, thanks for playing, mate. All the best and good luck on the weekend.
Thursday,
good lad, Connie. That's 6 out of 10.
He's a good lad.
We do apologise. Number 2, please, Greg. He said pass on.
We had a technical error.
Let's go to Burn there.
Enrique Iglesias.
Enrique Iglesias. Get it right.
Enrique.
It's Enrique Iglesias.
That's the Australian way to say it.
He's one of my favourite singers.
Enrique.
Hero is my favourite song.
Hero, yeah. And I... Anna's mine. I like Anna.
Oh. You nearly married her.
Number 4, Bern, please.
Number 4, Germany.
Thank
Puma.
You.
I had Puma footy boots. I knew that one.
Number 5, Greg.
Tiger Woods' full name is Eldrick Tont Woods.
Tont?
What sort of a name is Tont?
Ask his. Right, okay. And number 9, please, Greg.
Don't ask questions.
Port Adelaide.
Tiger.
No, he got that right.
I mean, number 8, please, Burns.
I think we just, go to the song.
No, number 8.
I think we leave it.
Garrett McNamara is famous for what sport?
Surfing.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, let's just leave this.
To the family, we apologise.
Text in.
Some technical issues
text
here.
Text in 0488 51047. Just let me know how you think that quiz went.
Yes,
interested. And
who should take over?
Should continue on this show.
In the opener as well, he cut off the Auto Masters.
Here they come.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that.
Automasters as well.
If you can't remember the last time you had your brakes checked, it's been too long. Let Automasters test your brakes before you have to. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. Cheers.
Are you guys getting the sack? That's already come through.
Burn, you got some texts?
Yep.
Well, hang on. Just reset.
0488 51047. Right. Okay. You butchered the quiz.
Yeah. No.
That's a third time this week.
Don't throw me under the bus.
Don't need to reset that.
We had
that.
Some technical problems.
Right, I need to reset that.
Just let me speak. We had some technical problems with the quiz.
Yeah.
Right. And there's been some...
Technical problems, was
yes,
there?
Yes. So there's been some individuals that'll be sorted out, which
are you looking
hurt
in the mirror?
The quiz.
Well, there was a problem with the questions as well.
The questions. I tell you, the
So
text,
you've thrown out
text,
some bait and
the text
coming.
Family have come hard.
Here we go.
Let
go with it.
Where do I... No, I'll start with Benny.
Because one of the questions was, read it out, Blue, Anna Kournikova.
Yeah, who is Anna Kournikova married to? Well, which Spanish singer?
Yeah. Well, they're not actually married, Enrique Iglesias.
That's a good, that's a good
pickup. Actually not married, but they're very happy
got kids,
together
and
with
got
their
children.
Beautiful children. Right. That's from fair. Natalie from Lindon.
Thank you, Natalie.
So, Benny, that's another clip.
So
get
there
your
you
questions
go.
Right.
Well, you know what?
If that was for $1,000.
Okay, what else? We've got Tom Rockcliffe waiting. Let's go.
Are you guys trying to get sacked? It was another one. Well. I'm starting to think that Jars was really removed from the Saturday DSL rub. Saturday
no,
DSL
I
rub.
I wasn't removed.
DSL. With rubbish like that dished up,
oh,
we can
on.
See
who
why.
Who said that?
No name.
Don't worry about who they are.
Because I'm going to ring him.
Bernie for Quizmaster.
Bernie,
like that one.
Rubbish.
After that quiz, I'm starting to think, no, I can't read
don't
that
read
one.
Don't read that.
Gee, guys, even Chris Rock would welcome a slap across the face after that. That's good, from Higo.
Good boy, Higo.
Very good right. family.
But we'll get to the bottom of this. We'll sort this rubbish out.
Yeah.
All right.
Your
because
rubbish.
The quiz is a much-loved segment
rubbish,
around the
mate.
World.
It's your rubbish. Don't bring
no,
us
no.
into
well,
it.
I've got some people around me yeah. that are becoming a liability.
Yeah, who?
And I'll sort it out.
I want names.
I'm looking at him right now.
No, but you're looking at me.
No, Tim Pine.
Oh, come on.
I'm just the filling guy.
All right, up next.
Tom Rockcliffe on the show.
He looks nervous too.
The Rush Hour, Bernie Bluey and Jars. Triple M.
A lot of stuff written down.
He's got his notes.
Welcome, Rock. It's good. Welcome to a Thursday.
How are we?
We're very well. We've had a lot of fun thus far.
Are we?
How good's this show going? The quiz was fantastic. No Emma G. She's resigned. You've had three guests on the show tonight. You boys must be struggling a fair bit.
What's wrong with guests?
Yeah. Well, you obviously don't have your content. No one wants to listen to you three.
Oh, is that
there you go.
Hey, Lear spoke pretty highly of you.
Glowingly. Ever listen to this.
What about Tom Rockcliffe? Does anyone know that he's actually
Tom
left
Rockcliffe.
The club? Yeah. Is anyone miss him down there? Because he's sort
there'd
of...
be no contact with him,
no.
surely.
Because you dumped him on our doorstep.
Yeah, we don't like him. We're done with him.
No, early days, he's popped down at the club. he's just in there watching the boys train and then just sort of leaves out of nowhere.
Yeah, they're great interviews when you get Port Adelaide people in because there's great questions from Bernie and Jars and then old knucklehead over here, Cricket Teeth, comes in and he always asks, his only question he asks Port Adelaide people, do you miss Tom Rockcliffe?
He doesn't even have your name right.
What do you call me? Cricket Teeth. Get some of your own.
It's true, though.
It's a rubbish
it's
question.
You're not going to start calling me.
You're going to start calling
and
me.
And, of course, everyone misses me.
You're going to say it's either cricket lips or white teeth. You've combined them.
It's true, though, white teeth. Greg Blewett.
Well, you should try cricket brushing teeth. Your teeth once. You're once a day. You're filthy.
Oh, I've got no idea what I'm going to ask you now.
You're looking the old white pegs around the cricket
you're
fence.
Looking more and more like Ian Healy by the day, by the way. It's the pelican.
Ian Healy's fingers. Charles on the floor. Get up.
You can't say that.
Is there
any content you want today?
Nah, not really.
Anyway, good to have you on, Rock, and what's
Come
up
on.
Next?
Jars is on the ground rolling.
He's unplugged himself.
Straighten up.
All right. Well, I'm trying to straighten up here a little bit. The AFLPA. Now, they've been... No, we need to straighten up because all it's right. a serious issue. Been in the paper, in the media all week and all last week off the back of the Sam Fisher news. I was very critical initially of them. We had Paul Marsh on last night and he did point out a few support avenues available that, you know, I wasn't really aware of, but there is a lot of support there. Are they, in your eyes, doing enough to past players and current players?
So we'll straighten up. No laughing here because this is fair dinkum. No, I don't think they are. So the Players Association need to get back to their core principles. Their core principles are player safety and the best working conditions. I don't think they're there at the moment. And he spoke about all those resources. I think he said there was 390 psychologists around the country that they can tap into. Do you think a player that's struggling or anyone that mentally struggling, we hear about a lot of people in the community that struggle mentally, they don't reach out.
No.
So is there a better process? So they need to get back and have a look and see if there's a better process that they can reach out to past players or even current players to make sure that they're in a good headspace because this carried on for far too long and I think Nick Riewoldt spoke about three or four times reaching out to the Players Association. They've lost their core values for mine. I've been... I was a delegate at the Players Association and transitioned away from that towards the back end of my career, that they've forgotten what they're about. They're driving political causes at the moment, like climate change on players, for instance.
Yeah.
I think they got their right whack. They've wiped their hands clean of it. They've put it on the welfare of clubs and saying that players need to reach out to them. And as I just said to you boys, if you are struggling or someone is struggling, they need to be reaching out. So there needs to be a better process there. So it's not okay to wipe your hands clean and say the clubs need to do more. They've got the welfare managers or the players need to reach out. There's resources there. So let's look at better ways to do it.
So if a player who is struggling hasn't reached out, and you're saying if the AFLPA reached out to them more or got in more contact, do you reckon that'd explain what their problem was, if they did, don't you? Because you're just saying that players are very good at hiding it or keeping it to themselves. If an unknown person rings you up, you don't even know their number, are you going to sell yourself to them, saying how much trouble you're in? Do you believe?
I don't know what the best process is, Boone, but I think there needs to be a better one. So if it is getting the psychologist to reach out or someone from their ex-club, if it is
catching up and
saying, hey, how you going? How's the transition been? Because to be fair, I left the game last year. I've heard from the PA, we have a meeting when we finish, and I probably don't need as much support as other guys do that exit the game because I'm best mates with Matt O'Reilly, who's the boss here and got a job. So that certainly helped. But then I've had, I think, one follow-up email from there. So I can't speak
that's
about
poor, isn't it?
Everyone in the competition, but to be just out of the game 8-9 months now and have two emails and one catch-up, is that enough?
No, I don't think it is. No, that's not enough.
Because you go from you spoke about it very well the other day as well, about on the bump, I think it was, where you're told where to be every minute of every day to nothing.
Yep.
To absolutely nothing unless you have a full-time job. But you've got to find your feet a little bit because we go, players exit the game, and I don't want anyone to feel sorry for players. We're very lucky. I was very lucky to play for 13 years. But I go out of AFL footy with no skills, no career skills. Yes, I can study, but I'm still going to start at the bottom of that workplace, and I've got to find my feet out of that. I've got to transition. So I think there needs to be more.
You've got to like it as well.
That's right. And we know that you go into different fields. I mean, Bluey's tried a fair few things.
Hasn't worked.
Post-footy, hasn't worked. Clearly coaching didn't work for him. But no, not to make light of the situation, you have to find your feet and your niche and what you like. And you don't have the time to do that when you play AFL footy. And a lot of people say you've got a lot of spare time on your hands. You do. But my theory on when I played footy was I always wanted to be the best player that I could be. Always wanted to be the best player I could be. So all my time and energy was spent on being the best player I could
be. And that's your focus. That's what it should be.
Well, that's your main source of income, and that's where you want to make your money, and you only get a short time at it. So you've got to do everything you can to be the best player you can.
Well said.
Can I just ask you about Sam Fisher? It was fairly well known that he was battling towards the end of his career. All right? So is that – I'm going to have a little crack at the drugs policy here because could that have been nipped in the bud a little bit earlier than what it was?
They're reviewing that, by the way, Paul Marchette.
Yeah, they are reviewing it. I actually just did a help for the PA. They called to review that. They're examining past players, current players, to see what works and what doesn't work. I think there is, but I don't know a lot about it because there is mental health sides to it, and we all know that people come from different backgrounds and they have their personal struggles.
But it's an out. It's an out for players.
I think some people in the past have certainly abused it, but now there's hair testing in the off-season, in-season, so there's a lot to actually go around the hair testing. So I think your name will bob up if you're doing that, and then you test it a lot. But I think over the last couple of years as well, COVID has affected that. Mm. But Fisher, I can't speak specifically to that case.
Brock, great stuff, mate. Well done. See you on Saturday morning, Dead Set Legends. Greg, plenty of things happening in the world of cricket.
Yeah, there is. It's the first time we've really heard from Justin Langer about, his ugly exit from the job.
Yep.
And he spoke yesterday at a function. He gave us a little bit of an insight into how the conversation went with Cricket Australia chairman Richard Freudenstein. Here he is.
And the first thing he said to me was, oh, it must make you feel good that all your mates are supporting you in the media. I said, yeah, it is, acting chairman. With all due respect, those mates are also the all-time greats of Australian cricket. They are the fabric of Australian cricket. They are Australian cricket. They also work all around the world in cricket. So, yeah, I'm glad my mates are looking after me. Imagine if you had have.
He's still bitter, do you think?
What about the angry mates?
I think he's just getting into it there. He's just probably reliving the conversation.
Did he go over the top? Did he go over the top, do you think?
Don't you want to know?
Yeah, absolutely. I love him. He got shafted to the inch of his life.
That's right, because all the info coming out of Cricket Australia was, we've given Justin Langer an extension to the job, which was absolute, you know, what it was.
Yeah, laughable.
So he's just giving, a bit of a taste of what really went on, which I like.
Absolutely. Adelaide Crows travelling to the Geelong Football Club, as we know, is a tough road trip, one of the toughest on the calendar, Boonburn.
We saw Port do it last week. We're in the game till halftime.
Yep, absolutely, Boone. So there's some players that are just struggling with influenza
You've got some mail around this.
It's not COVID. We know Tex is locked up.
Yeah, yep.
And there's some other officials down at the Adelaide Crows that have caught it, but there's some players that are just a little bit under the weather at the minute. So they're going to take over a few more emergencies.
Yep. Well, you have to.
So you'll see about five or six lads, top-up players, will play in the Crows' Sandful side this weekend because they're going to make sure they don't get caught out. But this is influenza A, which is now COVID. Hitting through clubs.
Do you give Adelaide any chance at all?
I don't know. I don't know what to expect, to be quite honest with you.
Without Tex, with a few crooks.
Rochelle and Tex out, there's your forward line.
I just hope it doesn't get ugly.
Ugly. And Aaliyah?
Well, it could. It's going to be wet, I think.
Aaliyah was in the studio earlier, which is what Charlie Dixon will probably definitely play for Port Adelaide. We'll definitely play, wouldn't he?
Yeah, and
there's
I heard Tom Jonas on Brekkie as well saying that he was pretty much guaranteed.
That's good for Port.
Yeah.
It's good.
No worries. All right, let's go, Timmy Pine.
Archie Thompson on the show.
I've got a surprise for you, boys.
What?
I've got a surprise
for you. I like surprises.
No.
Triple M's Rush Hour, Bernie, Bluey and Jars. We'll do that next.
Not again.
Who's this? Hello.
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 Hello. Who's that?
Who's this?
Just a concerned Sainsbury resident.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
What's happened?
This is Farmer Tim from Stansbury. What can we do for you, Farmer Tim? Mate. We're doing a live show. What's happened?
Mate, I've got my head down out here. I'm hiding on the farm. The people are after you everywhere, Joe.
What's happened over there?
What have I done?
I don't reckon he brought his wallet. Because he owes money everywhere in Stansbury. They've even got the cop onto it. He's rang me. And I lied. I said, he's not a bad bloke. And I said, Bluey was sort of half backing him up.
Yeah. Yep, we did.
And he said, we don't care about them. We're after Jarman.
So the one cop is tracking me down because you're telling me that I didn't pay for my food, my drinks, my golf day.
One bloke had a crack at me because you were behind the bar and you weren't just serving yourself. You're giving beer to other people. It's like the cricket night when you're just rifling through.
Took the top, cricket top, right?
Night.
You did too.
And you keep saying you're coming back. I doubt whether you will be, mate. when you got to the golf club, I don't know whether you've been drinking or what, but you generally wouldn't start off with, this course is shit. You just put everybody. All those people have been working there for weeks, trimming and mowing. Oh, they're devastated.
No, they're not. I'm a much-loved figure out there. I'm like a stepson.
You were. Next time you come, bring your wallet because you've got a few things to fix up.
Is his membership thinking about getting... Are they revoking it, are they?
They didn't get that. They didn't get into that, but I doubt whether they renewed, put it that way.
Hey, Father Tim, talk us through like the end of the night. We're all watching footy highlights Mossy kicking 9 goals and that, and then all of a sudden, old pasty boy in the corner putting the highlights on of himself.
Pasty boy. And what's more, I've lost the remote, so it really doesn't matter. Last time they saw the remote was in Jarz's hand, and they haven't seen it.
And he forgot how to spell Andrew when he's looking up his own eyes.
Yes.
They would have been in contact with you today, though, these boys, because you're pretty close. Because it's a big day, isn't it? They would have, or have they?
Well, I was expecting a call. I've been checking my phone about every 10 minutes because it happens to be my birthday.
They haven't got in contact with you at all.
Fresh aired him
on his birthday,
mate.
I'd written the message out, it just didn't send. Sorry.
Happy birthday, Farmer Tim.
got caught in the clouds. Thank you, boys.
Now, Farmer Tim, before we let you go, and I'm just obviously disappointed with the phone call, but how did our boys go after that training session, the CMS Crows reserves and under 17s?
Another thing, Charles, half of them are playing soccer now. They're gone. You come out there, they thought it was Mal Brown of old. Don't you frighten half of them? Half of them can't even drink milk now. You're frightening them that much.
Hey, Father Tim, also,
are
thank
you calling
you,
Father or Farmer Tim?
Farmer Tim, thank you very much for having us as well. We stayed at your place. Now, did you notice that I made the bed that I slept in and Jars,
yeah,
I'm
good.
not sure how Jars left his.
No, I made
it. Well, pretty much all Jars did in his bedroom was belch and farted and snored.
What about all this rain? Counting the money?
The rain's good. The rain is good. That's the only thing that's going to get me through, Jars, is the rain. We've had 40-odd points here.
Have we got any more coming in the next few days?
Yes, Saturday, Sunday, I think.
Nice.
We don't care how wet the footy is. It's been to sport.
Yeah, right. Just before we let you go, when we last left the golf club, right. They're all talking, yes, what a great day.
Yes.
We'll do this annually and get everyone back. So that's all off now?
They hadn't seen the footage in that then. They've had a meeting since, and just about he's left a path. There's destruction. He's upset people. Even when he took the training, you know, some of those kids, they'll be just stressed for life.
Oh, and not to mention the coach who sort of walked off in a huff.
He got kicked off.
What coach, Blue? We didn't even know who the coach was.
Come on.
It's all about me.
Happy birthday and all the best, mate. And thanks for checking in. But, I'm very disappointed with the feedback.
Have a good show. And you've got a bit of work to do before it'll happen again, but I'm sure it can.
Me and Bluey will come.
No worries.
There he is. Farmer Tim on the rush hour. Now, lads, let's talk about the A-League Grand Final. Saturday, 7:45, Melbourne City take on Western United. And one of the greats of the game is Archie Thompson joins us here on the Rush Hour from Channel 10 and Paramount. Good afternoon, Archie.
Hey, mate, how are you?
We shouldn't be talking to you because you destroyed our football club years ago by kicking 6 goals in the A-League Grand Final.
Come on, let it go. Let it go.
We can't. Our South Australians, we can't let it go when you bloody Victorians try and take us on.
Hey, mate, look, I'll be honest. I was going for you guys against Melbourne City the other night, so you've got to give me some reprieve for that.
Well, he kicked 5 himself, 6-0.
He's a superstar.
Bloody Ross Aloisi kicked off. He got red
don't
carded.
Go there.
Cosmina was arguing with the umpires and, we couldn't even fire a shot.
Well, Archie, we are supporting Western United who are making this is their first appearance in the A-League Grand Final. We're on board with them because we can't stand Melbourne City or any Victorian team.
Oh, beautiful.
What about Adelaide United this year? Oh, I reckon they overachieved considering what...
Who we lost.
Well, they lost... How many players this year? 3 or 4 good players, including their captain. Carl Viet did a great job.
Yeah, look, mate, I can't say that they overachieved. Yeah. I thought that they did really well with what they had. A lot of skeptics early on in the season. I didn't think they had the experience or quality. But, you know, again, I seem to be eating this humble pie. I eat it quite a lot. But, you know, I just felt... that as soon as that first goal went in for Melbourne City after they got that one back, it just looked like Adelaide ran out of legs. Extra time. I was actually speaking to Carl Viet last night at the Barcelona game, and I just said, mate, look, it just looked like in extra time you just lacked that inexperience and with some of the youngsters. And, you know, that's just football. They'll learn from it. And, you know, they had an amazing season. I just felt like they might have just ran their race. Mm.
Hey, Archie, looking ahead to the grand final on Saturday now, Melbourne City, I'd imagine it'd be favourites, but Western United, they knocked your old mob off, Melbourne Victory, but are they the surprise packet of the season?
Look, I have to say in these finals periods, definitely, especially up against Melbourne Victory because, you know, Melbourne Victory looked like the hot favourites to come into this final series. Full of confidence. I think it was 15-odd games and consecutive games they hadn't lost a match. And they had that rest period where West United had to back it up against a very physical team. I think it was, Wellington? You know, and I thought that they might have been a little tired from that. But, man, West United came out in that first 20, 30 minutes against victory and the intensity, and even in that second game, was amazing. Those two games were probably one of the best I've seen all season. Not in terms of, like, you know, chances or whatever created, maybe so in that second game, but that first game, just tactically, it was amazing to watch. And when you look at who's on the bench, you've got Popovic, who's a master. You've got Hayden Fox, who worked under Popovic. You've got Aloisi. So the three guys know different parts of the game, which was on show on those particular games. And they were incredible. And look, I honestly feel that West United, if they hadn't, I hope they haven't run their finals race. Yeah. Because sometimes you see that where, you know, you work ever so hard, the emotion, the adrenaline, just to get into the final sometimes might just leave you a little bit short. But, guys, this has had to be, honestly, one of the closest finals I've seen in a long time.
Well, quite often that happens in the AFL. They play their grand final in the prelim, don't fire a shot. So let's hope that's not the case, right. talking grand finals here. But Western United, let's talk about Aloisi.
John Aloisi.
He's taken them from 10th in the standings and missing finals to vying for the championship now within 12 months. Our unbelievable.
Boy. Adelaide boy, John Aloisi. That's how we do it. Archie.
Hey, man, that was a bit of a spice in that, Archie.
Yeah, it was.
I felt that.
Calm down, mate.
Yeah, gee, look.
Sorry.
That was 2006, 2007.
We haven't let it go over here, mate. If you come into town, we're chasing you.
Hey, mate, look, my brother lives in Adelaide, so look, I'm not going to give you the address because I reckon there might be a...
No, we love your brother.
Yeah, well, look, with John, what an amazing story that was. Like, and I love that emotion that he was showing on the bench because now, not many people know that he had a really scary life situation where he went under the knife, major heart surgery. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't even know about that until I caught up with him one time to do an interview with him. And I was shocked and sometimes those sort of things changes your perspective about things and it's just his demeanour on the bench and you could see what that meant. It just meant a lot.
Adelaide Airport, I've just called my best mate. He's got big photos and posters of you in the Adelaide Airport.
Wanted.
Don't come to Adelaide.
Wanted.
I'm telling you now, mate, you've scarred us.
Oh, mate, look, I love you guys, man. I've got nothing but love for everyone. You know? Except Melbourne City fans. Mate,
Great calling on Saturday night. Channel 10 and Paramount. It's going to be a ripping grand final, the A-League 2022 grand final. Take care, Archie.
Thanks, boys.
Hang on. Oh, there's Archie there killing us again. I've got to let it go.
Yeah, you let it go, Jars. You're angry. Just let it go. Here's another goal. There's his fourth.
Bloody ass! You're scared.
You're going to be long, Jars.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, good on you, Jars. Good audio, mate.
See you, mate.
See you, boys.
There
See
he
you.
Is.
There, mate.
Archie Thompson.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Dirty Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
I was just seeing the
post on our Instagram with Aaliyah Lear, which was a great chat.
Great chat. Yeah. And, I love you.
And Archie Thompson, how funny is Archie?
He's funny. He's worried about
Archie,
us not liking
Don't come to Adelaide. You destroyed us in the A-League Grand Final years ago.
I don't think that's quite true about a wanted sign being up at the airport.
No,
he was worried about it.
Big game Saturday night for the A-League.
He's always smiling as well.
Isn't he a lovely fella? All right, let's go for a Thursday.
May 26th, Thursday, obviously. Big birthday today. Farmer Tim's birthday, as we knew before.
Yeah, he clipped me earlier.
Yeah, and he thought he'd just ring up himself and let you know that.
He gave me a nice whack.
Well, you should have probably
beautiful
reached
man,
out
dad.
To him.
And your whole family.
Also, Rod Ball's Grinter's birthday today
from Melbourne.
Remember him?
He was scary.
Tough, yes. wasn't he? And he runs the Past Players Group at Melbourne. Got in a bit
used
of trouble
to like
today.
A bit of colour in the shag as well.
Yeah, a bit of few streaks through it. But
why don't you say that in front of his face?
Yeah, no. And he would still knock you.
He'd ragdoll you to
He would
your
throw
life.
You around,
mate. Puny little
him a good
arms.
One and he'd be
oh, flat you'd
on
give
his
him
back.
A good one, would
yeah.
you? Just save that audio, like, Benny. Yeah. I'll pass that on. Greg Blewett, that is.
Lady Hands.
If you're listening. I'll send that through to you, mate, and we'll see. We'll get you in the ring.
All right, all done?
All done. Just getting started. On this day, no, this is a birthday too. 1964, the great Lenny Kravitz. I want to get away.
Sometimes I feel like that.
flying away.
I love
just
Lenny.
Get away.
Lenny.
The girls love Lenny too.
You feel like Lenny or you feel like flying away?
Both.
Okay, all right.
Go for it.
What did you say then?
What?
What was that, white teeth?
I heard it. Do you want me to repeat it?
Let's go.
He said go for it.
Yeah.
On this day, 1923. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, go for it. Go, fly away. If you want to. If you want to.
Tim Pines, that's your last year. Don't be a smart ass.
Keep it going, Timmy. Love that stuff.
All right,
Ben. On this day, 1923, yes. The first ever Le Mans race. The endurance race began today, on this day. The race is based on winners who can cover the furthest distance, Jazz.
In 24 hours.
24 hours. Yeah. So what do you think the first ever race they covered?
12 hours.
What? I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. That's it.
They go for 24 hours and it's distance covered.
100 kilometres.
12 hours. Did he say, did he literally say 12 hours?
12 hours. Come on, we've got to wrap the show up.
I don't know if I can go on this day.
Well, how many Ks was it then?
Oh, well, Clipper? I can't even.
Don't move on.
It was 2,200, yeah. But it wasn't 12 hours.
It was half.
It wasn't 100.
Oh, my God.
On this day, 1967,
yes,
the Beatles released their eighth album called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and here it is.
I love the Beatles.
Oh, that was number one album for 27 weeks, won 4 Grammys, ranked one of the best albums of all time.
Yeah, absolutely.
On this day, 1994, Lisa Marie, Elvis Presley's daughter, married Michael Jackson. Did you realise that?
Yeah, and daughter to Priscilla, I believe.
Yours, yeah.
Oh, you got that right. What?
Yeah. Yeah. They divorced after 4 years.
Yeah.
But,
it was a sham.
So not this girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
I'm all sugar. Uh-huh.
There he is.
The great
king. Hey, so they're all involved. That was a family get together. They're all
Drebin. See you tomorrow at the pub.
Where are we tomorrow? That's it. I'm finished.
Oh, okay.
And they're all involved there. Elvis, Priscilla, Lisa Marie, Michael Jackson.
Honestly. Awesome.
Hey, on this day, 2002, Eminem released an album as well. His fourth studio album called The Eminem Show. Yeah, this looks like for me. So everybody, just fight. Where's the lyric? Controversy, because it feels so empty without me. This looks like on top of me, so everybody sing it, Charles. He doesn't know the words. So empty without me. Or would you prefer fly away? Yeah, go on, do it. Go on, Charles.
See you tomorrow. What pub are we at tomorrow before I go?
Lags
Pier.
Yeah, see you there.
Yeah, fly away to there.